This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Good morning. And welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here to Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. Thanks for having us along. Starting out to be a quiet, cool morning. It's going to get nice and warm later on today. So looking forward to all of that. Did I mention 608, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Hey, 'tis the season, last day for Winn-Dixie and making a contribution for Toys for Tots. And I mean, this is over our entire listening area. Over.
Over?
Yeah, over.
Oh, isn't, or. Isn't that, like or the land of the free? Or the, yeah.
No, it's not or.
It's over. Over. Like apostrophe.
O-E-R.
Over.
O apostrophe E-R.
Okay.
Like you don't want to bet on it. You don't want to bet on it. Okay. You don't want to bet on it. Call 1-888. Greg loses at gambling.
Oh, man.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't know for sure. I'm just going off like I always do. But anyway, Winn-Dixie, last day, Toys for Tots. And I'm talking Citrus, Hernando, Lake, Marion, Pasco, Sumter, Alachua counties, basically all the counties that matter because they're in our listening area.
Oh, well, yeah.
You know, you could donate a buck or five or round up on your bill, whatever it is, but it all goes to help. Let's see, it was last year through Winn-Dixie via the people that gave $31,000 for Toys for Tots.
Nice.
Goes a long way to help some kids have a decent holiday. It's least we can do, those of us who can afford to. All right. All right, what else we got going on? Oh, I saw this story.
Yeah? What?
The digital trail of President Donald Trump's would-be assassin, Thomas Crooks. So this was Butler, right? It's hard to keep them all straight. Mm-hmm. Tells quite a different story. The digital trail tells a different story than the FBI congressional statements about this 20-year-old. Miranda Devine was talking to America Reports on Monday. Of course, she writes for the New York Post. This happens to be a Fox story. But nonetheless, we were to sort of led to believe that Thomas Crooks was really a ghost, that there was no motive that could be ascertained from his online accounts. And yet a source has provided us with a lot of information from 17 different online accounts that Thomas Crook had.
Wait,
17.
I thought he didn't have any. I mean, they said, oh, there's nothing here.
Or very little presence or whatever
see.
It was. Yeah.
17 accounts.
Yep.
That's different than nil.
Yeah, well, yeah. Devine and others are looking for a better explanation from the FBI and Secret Service. And it was July 13, 2024. Crooks fired off 8 shots from a rooftop at a Trump rally during his rally, killing the 50-year-old firefighter, Corey Comparatore, and hitting Trump in the ear, also injured 2 other rally attendees. Now, Miranda Devine credited a source for several online findings about Crooks, adding fresh scrutiny to the FBI statements about the investigation. You know, that right away, just the fact that there is so much either missing or deleted or not part of it. What kind of Mickey Mouse kind of investigation did they do? That's what it sounds like. And like purposefully. I hate to say that, but this is what it sounds like, doesn't it?
I mean, anybody can trace anybody on social media. Come on. Now, a 12-year-old could do it.
Now, it gets even further interesting.
Uh-oh.
All right, you ready for this?
Yeah.
The columnist, Miranda Devine, described a commonality between Crooks and Charlie Kirk's alleged assassin, Tyler Robinson.
Okay.
Crooks' accounts range from, you know, Google Play to the site called DeviantArt, which is probably the biggest or one of the biggest hubs online for this sexual fetish called furries,
right,
where people dress up or fantasize about animal characters, cartoon characters that are sort of humanized. And it's so very bizarre, she said. But we also saw that with the Charlie Kirk's killer, alleged killer Tyler Robinson, who was also involved in this bizarre furry culture. Crooks allegedly used they-them pronouns on the platform, Devine said. The columnist also sounded the alarm on Crooks appearing to flip 180 degrees in his political ideology in January of 2020. His online comments, he was very, from when he was very young, like 15, 16, 17, show us about how he became increasingly violent and sort of radicalized against Democrats. He was pro-Trump. Something happened to make him become rapidly anti-Trump. And again, his rhetoric took more and more of a violent turn. He started brushing up against, there was a neo-Nazi by a fake name, probably William Tepper's, who started encouraging Crooks in more and more violent rhetoric. And then suddenly something happened in August of 2020, and he just disappeared online. Although former FBI director, deputy director, Paul Abate, told Congress in July of 24 that Crooks' comments appear to reflect anti-Semitic and anti-immigration themes to espouse political violence and are described as extreme in nature, he did not trace a change in Crooks' political views, which to me, that's where there might be something, because they have very little now, right? We see now from the exposure from our source of this online presence that there's a lot of other information that the FBI either chose not to look at or somehow just keeping it under wraps. So this probably will be a developing story, and this whole idea, this furries thing,
it's weird.
It is weird. But I don't know how that attaches necessarily to some extremely heinous act of violence.
No.
I mean, it's when you think of just furry dressing up like a little animal, we might think it's weird, but I didn't think of it as anything other than weird and harmless.
Right.
But maybe not, or it just happens to be some commonalities, but not necessarily, you know, causation.
Right. Just the people that are somewhat connected to that are also connected to other odd things, maybe very liberal influence, those kind of things. So, and it's all this online stuff. You don't know what people are getting into.
Well, you know, there's always been a certain freaky part of the population.
Mm-hmm.
But now, you know, the whole online thing just amplifies.
Yeah.
It amplifies the good, which is good, but it sure does amplify the bad.
Yeah.
It is, approaching 6:16 on The Bob Rose Show. We know you're busy. We make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Well, good morning. Welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. 6:20, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Man, we have stacks and stacks of stories and things to talk about today. Gosh, gambling athletes, spitting athletes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Mm. Bengals star wide receiver Ja'Marr Chase will miss a game and a paycheck after the NFL suspended him Monday for spitting in the face of Steelers defensive back Jalen Ramsey. The altercation, which Chase spat on Ramsey, was the second confrontation between the two. Cameras caught the pair getting in each other's faces in the fourth quarter of the Bengals-Steelers game on Sunday. The hit to Chase's wallet will consist of his weekly $448,000 game check, along with a game active bonus of $58,000. Ouch.
Ooh, that hurt a little bit.
Ow.
See, so many times it's like they do these silly fines, you're like, really? They got that in their wallet. Come on. But this one, a little more.
I remember a good friend of mine, former Gator, he got suspended and lost pay because he missed a game.
Yeah.
He was at his wife's side when they were delivering a child.
I remember that story.
Yeah. David Williams, great guy, great family.
And you're going to fine somebody for that, really?
Yeah, I think the backlash was pretty heavy when he was playing for the Oilers and made the organization look pretty stupid.
That is pretty petty. Yeah.
What's
important? Yes, I know it's a game, and I know it's a multi-million-dollar game, but come on. You know, you're having a baby?
Having my baby.
Who sang that?
What a lovely way.
I can't believe you even know it. Come on, you can do this. Wrote a lot of songs.
Neil Sedaka.
Leo Sedaka? Is that like
Neil Sedaka.
Paul Anka.
Aren't they the same person?
No.
Really?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
They kind of were to me.
No, Paul Anka and Neil Sedaka?
What was that called? No. M-O-R, middle of the road.
Middle of the road, that's right.
If you want something just a little bit lighter than a funeral dirge...
It's all of Greg Cassidy's favorite songs.
It's the middle of the road, everybody.
Right. M-O-R.
All right. Spitting.
Yes.
I'm not done talking about it.
Oh, okay.
Because spitting can be a good thing. I don't think you should ever spit on anyone. And in fact, isn't that like assault or battery or both? Or
it'd be yeah. Assault is verbal, battery is physical. Yeah.
It's nice. I mean, it's not nice. It's nasty.
No.
It's very nasty.
Yeah.
However, your spit can help you figure out whether you are depressed or not.
Excuse me?
Yeah. Now, you know, I've questioned it, and I'm like, you know what? I don't know. Am I depressed? Should I take the spit test? And you know what? I just drew the drapes closed and put the covers over my eyes and said, I don't feel like it.
I have never heard of this.
Do you get that, though? In other words, I was exhibiting possible signs of depression, Greg.
I get that.
Okay.
And that's what most people would do. I don't think they think about spitting.
Trusting a depressed brain to self-diagnose is like asking a broken GPS if you're lost. I don't know about that. Okay. While it might seem obvious, depression actually goes undetected in about 50% of cases, since symptoms creep up slowly or come about in unexpected ways, meaning millions of people don't realize they're depressed. But the sooner the depression is discovered, the faster a treatment can be found. And researchers in Brazil have made a major breakthrough for the 21 million adults that have at least one major depressive episode each year. The research team has developed a portable saliva-based biosensor that measures levels of brain-derived neurotropic factor, BDNF. You know, the old BDNF.
Oh, I totally forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
It's an important protein for brain health and growth. Low levels can indicate mental health conditions like depression, bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, as well as overall cognitive decline. With this new test, patients add a drop of saliva to the sensor, and within 3 minutes, the results are delivered to a smartphone.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Now, they used to be able to test for the same chemical, BDNF, but that would involve invasive, costly procedures, lab visits. Now, according to this article, for just $2.19, this novel assessment provides an affordable and non-invasive alternative. Huh.
Interesting.
Yeah. Finding depressive markers sooner can often offer more effective treatment and prevent symptoms from becoming severe. And depression or depressive disorders that many people have, persistent sadness and a loss of interest in almost every part of life can make work, school, and relationships a daily struggle. Yeah.
Makes sense.
One of the things. And they say, when the person doesn't care at all about the things that they used to be caring about and excited about and all that. So let's see if we can go through a little screening for you, Greg.
Uh-oh.
I mean, for everybody.
Oh, okay.
Are you feeling anxious or sad all the time?
Not all the time.
Okay.
I'm a little anxious, but, you know, we know that.
Not wanting to do your usual activities or hobbies.
I don't know. I could go buy a car or a gun.
Yeah. If you don't want to do your hobbies anymore, you know, fun activities, that's really a serious sign, I think. Feeling irritable or easily frustrated, Greg.
That goes along with anxious because people are stupid.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that makes you feel somewhat irritable and maybe frustrated.
They irritate me.
Okay. Having trouble sleeping?
Not really. I can sleep pretty much anywhere.
Okay.
All right. I dream all night long, but I can sleep.
Changes in appetite, eating more or less. I'd say you've had the buffet going lately. I don't know.
Well, it's tied into events. You don't want to be rude and not eat while you're there.
No. I'm talking about here in the studio.
Only when people bring us things.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Having trouble concentrating.
What was that?
Feeling worthless or helpless? Think about suicide or hurting yourself. No.
Never.
All right.
I don't like pain.
Yeah.
No.
All right. So anyway, I would say that you are not depressed.
Okay, good.
But you have some sort of anxiety disorder.
That could be.
But I don't think we actually really learned anything new here.
No, not at all.
Not today.
No. State the obvious, Bob.
Yes, and I suffer right alongside you, my friend.
Yep.
But here we are, having fun, living life, pumping people up, living the dream, as someone would say. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is a Trash Talking Tuesday thanks to Florence Recycling, and a Saudi prince is coming to visit the White House. Woo-woo. Everybody better wear their Sunday best. That's all coming up on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Ba-ba-ba. Oh, you've heard this. You know this
yeah.
song. You know this song.
Man, we're going to pump it up. We're going to jump it up. I don't know.
Good morning.
Welcome at 6:39. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. Anything else I forgot? Did I get it?
I think you got it covered.
I think I got it all in there.
Yeah.
Cowboys won big. Zach Prescott was looking impressive.
Nice.
Very impressive, and beat the Raiders, who, not doing that great anyway. So, it's a long way from the old silver and black attack. The good old days with Al Davis, just win, baby. Commitment to excellence and all the other good things we learn. Hey, what's going on? Speaking of football, what's going on with Lane Kiffin? Is he going to be the next coach of our Florida Gators? What's going on with this guy?
I don't know. Rumors.
Yeah. And rumors, the latest one, you probably heard, I know it was on our news. Allegedly, Lane Kiffin was given an ultimatum by Ole Miss. Hey, or get off the pot. Know what I'm saying? Yeah, here's the dealio. Ole Miss has handed Kiffin, it's coach since 2020, but a candidate for both LSU and Florida openings,
ooh,
an ultimatum according to The Athletic, and wants him to decide on his future by November 28th. Why is that significant? That's when they're playing in the Egg Bowl? Is that the bowl game? I don't know. Egg Bowl?
Sounds like somebody put eggs in.
Was there a rumor that his family may have been around town?
Well, you know, they might just happen to want to come visit a town that's on a very short list without him.
Look at a couple of cribs while they're here?
It could have happened.
All right. Somebody else, though, I saw another rumor, whatever. Some bigwig flew their jet up to Oxford, and it was from Louisiana, somewhere around those parts. So, I don't know. Who knows?
They're checking things out.
Yeah. Kiffin was asked again about his future with the program following the game on Saturday, but he didn't definitively remain committed to Ole Miss, which is 10-1 and number 5 in the latest AP rankings. He'll leave there, if he leaves, a hero and a villain. I mean, the guy's been there for, what, 4 or 5 seasons. Program is doing extremely well. It's one of the best years I've had. And he might walk out the door.
Wow.
That's
huge.
That is big. That is tough.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
already in the SEC, but I don't think you can truly, you know, from the big picture, compare the programs and
right.
the resources available, I'm sure. And, you know, can you blame, can you blame the guy? I mean, if you're offered this huge opportunity
sure.
and it pretty much you're going to be set for life.
Oh, yeah, because you know how it is. You come into a gig like this, and if they decide they don't want you, you walk away with tens of bazillions of dollars. Bazillions.
Oh.
Yeah. So where's the risk in that?
Yeah, well, I mean, none on his part. I would imagine that it's about, well, if you're competitive enough to get to that level and to win at that level, you are a super competitive person. So they don't, yes, they want to be compensated. That's usually more about ego. They just want to make sure they're making in that bracket with the top, you know, earners. That's more ego than anything else, I think. But I think the desire to compete, to win, obviously is huge. You've got to have that kind of drive. It's an unbelievable investment in your time and energy. It's nothing like it was 20 years ago, and it was very competitive then. It is crazy now. And with the portal, you know, you have one bad year, half your players disappear. It's tough.
It's anyway, changed the whole game, no doubt.
Kiffin said, I love what we're doing here. And he said this in a presser after the game, after our Gators played very, very well up until, you know, like the fourth quarter. But Florida fans, according to this article, said they'd be fine with him as the new coach. Today was awesome. To even talk about it right now would be so disrespectful to our players and how well they played today. We've got a lot of things going on here, doing really, really well, and I love it here. So, you know, of course he's going to be tortured with the questions. They're going to keep on coming all the way until, well, 10 days from now, I guess, when supposedly he's given an ultimatum. We'll see. The announcement might come before that. We'll see. We'll see what happens. But he's a good coach. He's got a track record. He comes with a little bit of baggage, but, you know, he was one of those guys. He was like the boy wonder. And he had success so early on. And not everybody can handle that. You know? And, well, I mean, look at Greg. He was big time St. Louis stud on the air, and his career came crashing down.
And look where I am today. I'm on the Bob Rose Show.
I don't know why you had to beat up those people that were you know, disabled. I don't know why.
Wow. Well, I was going to have a smart aleck answer, but somebody might actually believe it, and then I would look bad.
So. Well, and if it's aimed toward me,
yeah,
there's a good chance, whether you know it or not, it's probably true.
It could be true.
Yeah, so we don't need any of that.
Saying there's a chance. Yeah.
We don't need any of them there skeletons coming out dancing around, do we? All right, Hakeem Jeffries could be facing a primary challenge from a Mamdani buddy.
Uh-oh.
What? Interesting. Oh. All right. We've got so much more to get to. Hang in there, my friends. It is 6:45, and you're tuned in to the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, live and local on 97.3 The Sky. There's a lot going on, and we're going to inform you about most of that stuff right now. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here at 6:50, 10 minutes till 7 o'clock. And, you know, you never have to miss a minute of the show. You just search the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app, hit the follow button, and you can catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you, now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hakeem Jeffries. He's not maybe radical enough. He's pretty lefty. Brooklyn City Councilman, known for his ties to progressive movements, has formally launched a campaign committed to challenge House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries in the 2026 Democrat primary, mounting a rare intra-party bid against one of the highest-ranking Democrats in Congress. What's this all about? It was just yesterday. The FEC received a new statement of organization for a campaign committee titled Chi Asi for Congress. The filing confirms that Chi Asi, a 27-year-old Brooklyn councilman, intends to run in the New York's 8th Congressional District. Asi also became the youngest member of the city council when he was elected in 2021. Recently rejoined the Democratic Socialists of America.
Now, this is a perfect example of what we have described to you of how they're getting these radicals. Some of them aren't even born here. They don't have to be. They can go from a councilman They can go to the House. They can go to the Senate. They can go to all these positions. And they're getting power, and they're going to get control.
He calls Bernie Sanders grandpa. My socialist grandpa, Bernie Sanders. Right?
Oh, my God.
The seat is currently held, as we know, Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, who has represented the district since 2013. Ossie, who identifies as openly queer, has reportedly told political allies that he plans to run during the 26 midterms. He told the New York Times he had been hearing a lot of concern about Democratic Party leadership.
Mm-hmm.
He said, it's a big part of why I work so hard to get Zohran elected. First name basis, pals with him.
Yep. That's how it starts.
Socialists of a feather stick together. Defeat the establishment's champion, Andrew Cuomo. His decision comes despite the objections of New York City Mayor-elect Zohran Mamdani, who has previously discouraged Ossie from running, with sources saying he fears he could disrupt the fragile peace between the far left and the moderates as he works to advance his agenda. No, I don't believe it. That's an old technique. You go, no, I'm telling you not to run against my friend Hakeem Jeffries. Run, run, run. Don't run. We want to be friends with Hakeem. Don't upset the apple cart. Do it. You better do it. That's what this is.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Axios, New York Times, New York Post, all reporting this. The disagreement between the two allies reportedly led to Ossie being excluded from Mamdani's election night celebrations. Yep, you got to make it look good. I mean, maybe he really did say don't do it, but I don't trust any of these socialists.
Like he wouldn't want another socialist Democrat
exactly
in a place
in
of
his
power.
Camp in his
yes,
yep,
absolutely.
That's where they're headed.
Oh, what was it, Seattle? They got a good socialist Democrat mayor.
Yeah, there's a couple more, right?
You got New York. I mean, I'm telling you, it's incrementalism, people. And
the youngsters do not understand what socialism is. Mm-mm. Look, they grew up on socialism media.
Yep.
I mean, social media, but, you know, yes, it's all the same to them.
Yeah.
Why don't we all want to be social?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not what it is.
Love is love.
Yeah.
Yeah. Free is good.
Free is good as long as someone else is paying for it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's not really free, is it?
I love my mom's basement. Yeah. It's so cozy. I don't want to work.
Yeah. And then you've got the outgoing New York City Mayor, Eric Adams, who, you don't hear a lot out of, but, I mean, he's not running, so.
Yeah, once he wasn't going to work out for him, he's just kind of doing his thing.
However, he did speak out recently. Yep, he used his visit to Israel to deliver one of his bluntest warnings yet about the incoming socialist Mayor-elect Zohran Mamdani, declaring, quote, "If I were a Jewish New Yorker, I would be concerned about my children. Everything is not fine for the city's Jews as anti-Semitism surges and a new administration prepares to take power."
Wow.
It's a pretty big statement.
But it's not like nobody warned them. I mean, seriously.
I'd be worried about my kids. Oh, yeah. No, they've been warned.
Yep.
Yep. All right. It is 6:55 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it is a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to our friends at Florence Recycling and a San Antonio club. 150 arrests, many with gang ties. Details on that, a whole lot more on the way. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover's accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.